Good evening and a welcome to each one of you. Thank you for your presence, and we look to the Lord for a blessing this evening as we begin this segment of an important part of church life. We'll begin this service by singing two numbers in song at this time.
We praise thee, O God, O Son of thy love, O Jesus, who died and is now gone above. Alleluia, by the glory, alleluia, amen. Alleluia, by the glory, revive us again. All glory.
appropriate song to sing at a time like this. Did you notice the last, the very last phrase of that song was an invitation to the Lord to grant us joy or sorrow, whatever best perfects us in Him. And I take a good deal of comfort in that, because life is made up of both. Life is made up of a lot of both. And in His ways of perfecting us are not always well understood by those of us who serve Him. And yet, it is in that, with that confidence and that hope, that we come to Him this evening. We trust that He will indeed, our Father indeed, will lead us in these next several days. In thinking what to share at the opening service of these meetings, I was led to look into the Psalms. And I know that the Psalms say very little about ordinations, but I found some rest. I found some blessing in Psalm 8. Would you turn with me to that psalm? Before I read, I might make just a few comments. One of the things that we in life are always in question about, sometimes we are surer about it than other times, and that is exactly who is God, exactly how does He act, exactly how does He guide, exactly how does He live among us, and how does He expect us to live out His will and His purposes. And one of the things that has just, that was especially outstanding in this psalm to me, was how that the writer acknowledges the grandeur and the splendor and the glory of God, and yet he makes mention of what we would consider the humblest of human beings, and conveys on them a certain kind of blessing, or speaks about how God uses them. So as we look at this psalm, I'd like for you just to rest with me in the fact that we have a Heavenly Father that is overall, a Heavenly Father that cares very deeply about each individual here this weekend. He cares very deeply about how you feel. And exactly how He wants to minister to your heart's needs this weekend will be for you to discover yet. But I am convinced that He wants to, even out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, ordain strength for us. I'd like to read this psalm and perhaps make a couple more comments following that before we move on. Our Lord, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth, who has set Thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast Thou ordained strength because of Thine enemies, that Thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the work of Thy fingers, the moon and the stars which Thou hast ordained, what is man that Thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that Thou visitest him? For Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of Thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth. One of the things that spoke to me about in this psalm is that he centers in on you and on me, on us as humans. And he makes us an important part of God's, I'm going to say God's creation, or of God's, maybe God's economy. He begins by pointing out the vastness, the glory of God. He's actually set his glory above the heavens. I imagine that if we were to ask, most of us would agree that when it comes to grandeur, when it comes to majesty and splendor, that the heavens are do more than about anything else in nature to inspire us, because they are, as far as we know, there's no end to them. But he says that he has set his glory above the heavens. He has made himself more glorious. That the glory of God far supersedes the glory of the heavens. But then he turns right around and he says, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies. Why the mouth of babes and sucklings? Why the weak ones? And I don't fully understand what he's saying, but he says that he has ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. How does he use babes and sucklings to do that? Well, I'm not sure, but I think the point that he's making is I take from this that he is saying that even the weakest thing that God has created in humanity is yet an answer somehow to the adversaries, to the enemies of God. And so I take a good deal of comfort in the fact that God spans his glory spans from the glories of the heavenlies to the weakest individual among us this evening. And that I take a lot of comfort in, because I find myself to be one of those. Now I'm no longer a babe in some ways. In other ways, I feel much like a babe. And so I thank God for the opportunity of being one of his children and for being a part of this body and a part of a process this week that we trust the Lord will minister, will reach down, and will touch us, touch every one of us in one way or another. What we're looking forward to this weekend is an important part of church life. And it occurs not frequently, but it occurs now and then in the life of the church. But something happened last weekend that is what the church is all about. And that is the Lord ministering to the hearts of people. And we have with us this evening, I think, 10 young ladies who had a life-changing experience last weekend at Calvary Bible School. And they came home with the wish that they could share with the congregation. And how could we possibly deny that kind of a wish? And so we are going to give this row of young ladies an opportunity to share from their hearts what they learned. I'm not exactly sure how it's all set up, and so I'm going to have perhaps Lois introduce it, and then we'll go from there. And following that, we're going to have a prayer. So, Lois.
Well, I'd just like to say the Lord really poured out his spirit on Obsessed 2010. And these are the fortunate young ladies that got to go. There's 10 of them, as you heard, and they were 1/4 of the 42 of the young ladies that were blessed to be there. The Lord had a lot of surprises for all of us, I think. A lot of hard things, but I don't think that anybody was disappointed. I think they would all say they'd do it again, even though they felt stretched to the limit many times. On the way home, Miriam and I had taken the girls down because they had asked us to participate. And on the way home, it was pretty much nonstop singing, prayer, encouraging each other. And I just thought it was really a strengthener for me. The Lord had a lot of things to teach me as they were sharing what the Lord had taught them. So I think I'll have them sing the theme song now. There was a theme song that really expresses what the goal was for Obsessed. So pay real close attention to the words. And then after that, each one is going to give just a brief testimony. And following that, they're going to sing. I guess if you could have two theme songs, this would have been the second theme song. And they sang this one repeatedly as it seemed appropriate, and that was We've Got the Power. So they're going to sing that then yet too. So go ahead.
Give me one pure and holy passion. Give me one magnificent obsession. Give me one glorious ambition for my life, to know and follow hard after you. To know and follow hard after you. To grow as your disciple in the truth. This world is empty, pale, and poor compared to knowing you, my Lord. Lead me on and I will run after you. Lead me on and
I want to thank the church for praying for us while we were there. This past week has been a really stretching time for me, and it has been a life-changing experience for me. And I was blessed so richly. And one of the things that really stood out to me was that prayer really works. And I ask that you would continue to pray for us.
The most life-changing thing for me was the way God answered our prayers. We prayed for a great weekend, and I expected to come home encouraged and blessed. But God went far beyond our wildest dreams, when on Saturday night and Sunday morning, at least 95% of the girls and counselors there, including all of us, recommitted our lives to Christ. Jesus said, "Ask and it shall be given you," and he really did.
First of all, I want to thank you as a church for praying for us. We really felt your prayers, and God really used your prayers. One of the things that I came away from that weekend with was just seeing how God used us and seeing how he worked in our lives was just incredible. One thing that really stands out was Saturday night and Sunday morning, there was a time of revival, and we sang and prayed, and there was a lot of recommitments, and that was very faith-strengthening, and I just want to praise God for what he did.
I really thank you all for praying for us. The prayers really worked, and we were just very thankful for it. This past weekend has been very life-changing, just great, and we've all experienced it. I want to say Saturday and Sunday were probably my best evenings and mornings when we all shared our testimonies, and Saturday night we all went outside and we sang from the heart and we prayed from the heart. And it was just a really an emotional time for us. And I want to thank you all for praying for us, and you can keep praying for us as we become ambassadors for Jesus, and also pray for all the other girls that are not here.
First of all, I want to say it was a wonderful weekend. I'm pretty sure we all had fun anyway. Saturday night was totally unexpected. It was the most amazing night I've ever had, and I just want to thank God for it. And I just hope that you all will keep praying for us. And one fun thing that me and two other girls in my dorm did, we were so hyper one night that we decided to run up and down the halls. And it was just amazing how well we were connected, and just fun little things like that made us fun. And I just hope you all will keep praying for us.
Thank you guys so much for praying us. Seriously, God worked in amazing ways. And if I learned anything this weekend, I learned, first of all, that God is so incredibly awesome, like way beyond our wildest dreams, and that he does answer prayers. And he worked far beyond our wildest dreams. Thank you guys so much for praying.
Well, I want to thank you guys for praying for us. Eric and I both experienced this, and on Saturday night, we went outside to pray, and inside we felt this peace, but outside we felt like Satan was trying to get us. And then we went and prayed with some of the counselors, and then we felt better. And I just want you guys to pray for us.
My time at camp helped me realize how real and close God is, and that when you share hard times with friends, it draws you emotionally and spiritually closer to each other.
Thank you for that. I know that took a little courage to face people, but thank you for doing that. Most of all, we wish upon you God's richest blessings as you continue to walk from here. Just like to bow our heads for a word of prayer and a word of dedication for these young ladies. Lord and Father, we thank you that you have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. We thank you that you reveal yourself to us when we open ourselves to really hearing from you. And then for those times that you don't seem so real, we just pray that you would give us the strength and the grace to lean on the faith that you give us, that you provide for us, that we bring to every situation to help see us through those times. Thank you so much for each one of these young people and for their sponsors. We just pray that as they continue to move toward you, that you will bless them, you will draw them to yourself, and you will walk with them. We honor you and we thank you. Lord, we also want to thank you for the opportunity that we have as a church body this weekend to witness your work among us. And so we come to you, leaning on you and trusting you to take each one of us from where we are tonight to where you really want us to be. And that through this process, we may be purified and you can be glorified and honored. So Lord, we give you thanks, we give you praise. Pray in Jesus' name, amen. Like to give time for announcements.